Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are talking about an expanded zoning classification in the city of Philadelphia. Philadelphia, like many major cities, is suffering from a shortage of affordable housing. And Licenses and Inspections Commissioner Dave Perry wants to radically rewrite Philadelphia's zoning code to make room for smaller units. Specifically, Commissioner Perry's idea is to introduce or reintroduce more rooming or boarding houses in residential neighborhoods. Rooming houses are among the lowest cost forms of accommodation. Generally speaking, they meet with a lot of community opposition over concerns that it's going to lower property values in the immediate area. In fact, the city of Philadelphia has only approved an average of 7 new rooming houses a year over the last decade, and many of those, in fact, were approved through a process of going through the Zoning Board of Adjustments, or essentially looking for variances to the zoning code in order to have those projects approved. In spite of this, there are a number of illegal rooming houses in the city of Philadelphia. In fact, the city is conducting an average of about 500 inspections a year in response to complaints from residents of illegal rooming houses. In 2016, Licensing and Inspections conducted a campaign of investigating rooming houses, and in that year, they conducted a total of 356 inspections, turning up 187 violations. And of those, 23 of those properties were sent to court and 15 of them were shut down. This was brought into focus the result of a house fire that resulted in 4 deaths. And the subsequent investigation illustrated that there is a problem with illegal rooming houses. Number one, not meeting fire and safety standards. And number two, with the creation of an underground economy. But the fact remains, Philadelphia is one of America's poorest major cities, with almost a quarter of the population living below the poverty line. These people, though economically disadvantaged, still need and deserve a place to live. And there's no question that since the meltdown in 2008 in real estate, properties in the city of Philadelphia have become much less affordable. Under the current city regulations, the only way to establish a rooming house legally is in the densest zoning districts. These are CMX 3, 4, and 5, or IRMX. When that happens, you end up with relatively large rooming houses, and that, in fact, plays directly into residents' concerns about a very high concentration of what is considered to be a more transient population. It may be more beneficial to have a larger number of lower density rooming houses spread throughout the city, more like salt and pepper, as opposed to having high concentrations of very low-income transient population with all of the social problems that come with that. Now, whether these proposals are going to be viewed favorably by city council remains to be seen. No politician has taken on the political hot potato of rooming houses since the Second World War. And of course, while this is happening in Philadelphia, this is not a Philadelphia issue. There are cities all around North America, Canada, and the U.S. that are going to be looking very closely at what happens in Philadelphia to see how the community responds and how these issues are dealt with both politically and in the public discourse. If you're at all interested in development, I urge you to look through the city council minutes for your local municipality, and what you'll find is that the vast majority of the motions in front of city council are zoning and planning related. This is true for virtually any city in North America. As real estate developers, as real estate investors, you definitely want to play a role in the discourse, since this will affect property values as well as creating opportunities for you from an investment standpoint. Either way, you don't want to be sitting on the sidelines and then getting surprised by the result when it happens. Now, rents for rooming house units are quite low, just like they are in C-class apartments. The net result of which is it's very difficult to make the numbers work for new construction for something either in C-class or in rooming houses. The opportunity lies in the conversion of existing, older C-class properties, potentially duplexes and triplexes, properties of that size, into rooming houses, where the cost of conversion is going to be much lower compared with the cost of new construction. When you run the numbers, you may discover that the higher density gives you a better dollar per square foot than with a C-class apartment, and you may, in fact, create a win-win situation. You're solving a problem for the community as well as creating an income stream that's more economically viable than a C-class apartment building. And I encourage you to have conversations with your local politicians as well as your lenders to see if that's a viable option. In the meantime, as you're thinking about your strategies, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.